This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We have with yours truly, Miss Bradley Dean, and we just want to tell you thank you for joining us today on a Saturday, 2 hours today from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time. We're actually broadcasting live out of Marysville, Tennessee right now, 20 hours from home. We left last Monday, and we drove literally in 2 days, 10 hours a day. We got here, we preached yesterday for 5 hours, the day before that for 4 hours, and I got another night to go. So I got 2 hours here, and then I'll probably get over there and do another 3 hours of preaching. And then tomorrow morning, we get up and we drive 20 hours back home, and then we are in Montana next week doing what we do, friends. Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15, the list goes on. The Lord said, pray not to the Lord for the that there's 4 months left in the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. He also asked, who will go? Isaiah put his hand up in the air, and he said, Lord, send me. So he's just answering our prayers as we are moving with our feet concerning the prayer of faith that we have in our hearts. And we are showing the world our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. So with that said, I wanted to let you know that if you want to jump online at any time, you can. You can watch us live on YouTube, friends. We've been doing this test run on YouTube. And again, we shared with you yesterday, we're seeing a lot of censorship. They're literally dividing my numbers, as well as at the end of the night, we'll see that there is a test run. And on that test run, we're doing pretty well. It's incrementally growing day by day just on this YouTube test run. And before you know it, friends, you wake up the next morning, the numbers are cut in half. So there's definitely censorship going on. And as I shared yesterday, friends, again, I say to you today, you do need to understand that you have agencies and big tech companies and the powers that be that mean to censor your free speech as well as disarm you. And that's just the tip of the iceberg when highlighting what's happening from what's taking place and who is assailing you. And this isn't happening from a foreign enemy, friends. Though they act foreign to government, this is coming from your government, so you know. And we are going to lawfully deal with them at every given step, friends, as we see this. So YouTube, you're next in line. Google, you're next in line. We went onto Google yesterday, and we've seen, friends, that it is hard to even pull up articles. You have to search them out, friends. And our sonsoflibertymedia.com page is ranked number 12,000 in the nation, which is really good. And for some reason or another, you have to dig up articles. Makes perfect sense. Some may say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Well, it makes perfect sense, friends. It makes perfect sense as to what is taking place, because what you're being told and what's actually happening are two different stories. So again, friends, we are broadcasting live today from Tennessee, Marysville, Tennessee. We'll be preaching at the Lord's Disciples Church tonight. Great people, friends. I'm proud to be a part of what's going on here, and I'm honored. And the folks are showing up. So let's make it a packed house. Let's overflow the parking, and let's do what we have to do tonight. In the name of the Lord, we got one more night, so let's make it count. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Acts 4:12. Read it when you get a moment. Folks, lowering the standard because it offends others. We see it all day long. Oh, you know, that just offends me when you say that. That just offends me the way that you live. Why do you have to live like that? Why can't you just be like one of us? Are you better than us? Bradley, do you think that you're holier than thou? Oh, I hear them all the time, friends. You see this all day long in America. Lowering the standard because it offends others. Friends, I say offend away. I'm not moved by the opinions of men. I'm moved by what I believe. I'm also moved by that in which I follow, in whom I follow. As Paul said, I know in whom I believe. And by the grace of God, I'm not moving from that. And 1 Peter 4:4 tells us, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Yep, because you don't do what they do, they browbeat. They call you names. They say it offends them. I want to tell you what the word offend means, friends. Webster's 1828 means anything that is contrary to God's moral law. If you live an unrighteous lifestyle and my lifestyle offends you, so be it. I'm going to offend away. I'm not going to lower the standard because you don't like who I am in Christ. And there's too many people that are looking for the approbation of men in pleasing men rather than in pleasing God. And I say that to your shame. Now, recently I was watching a family show, we've all heard of it, Little House on the Prairie, in which one of the children was so bright that he stood up. He was smart, okay? One of the children was so bright that he stood out among from the crowd to the point of winning blue ribbons over the rest of his class. As the storyline goes, the smarter he was and the more accolades, the merit, the awards that he would receive in class, the more his friends would get angry at him to the point of physically fighting with him. Now, when the smart kid asked why his friends were mad at him, he answered the question, because every time that you win a ribbon for being so smart, you make the rest of us look bad, and my parents get mad for me getting bad grades. Sound familiar, America? You know, it kind of reminds me of not too long ago, we had seen on the news where a basketball team in high school beat another basketball team by over 100 points. The losing team was angry about the winning team because they beat them by over 100 points. See, what you're hearing is the team that lost, they didn't want to practice. The team that won did. But the team that lost got angry with those that won. And friends, again, we see this on a daily basis in this country. Did you know that the team that lost actually won an apology from the team that won? I would say go fly a kite. If you don't have one, I'll buy one for you. But America, look what's happening here. And no wonder kids in public schools today, they're being taught No Child Left Unindoctrinated, which now has become transpired into what you would call and developed into what you would call Common Core. And now under Donald Trump, we know that Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, has now adhered our school curriculums to the United Nations under Donald Trump, for those that did not know. But friends, I'm going to come back to this in just a couple moments, because what's happening is the world wants you to aim for the floor rather than shoot for the stars. And I'm not going to be a part of it, and I hope that you're not going to be a part of it as well. Bradley Dean broadcasting live from Marysville, Tennessee. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at CoachDaveLive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Marysville, Tennessee. I have you for 2 hours today. If at any time you'd like to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If at any time you'd like to watch us live, you may do so. Go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach. Or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're doing a test run on YouTube to see how this develops, friends. And with that said, again, at any time you can give us a call. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. We are hooked up on Comrex here out in Tennessee to answer your phone calls. Folks, we're talking right now about the lowering the standard because it offends others. I say offend away. I'm highlighting a television show called The Little House on the Prairie, in which one of the children was so bright that he stood out from the crowd to the point of winning blue ribbons over the rest of his class. As the storyline goes, the smarter he was and the more accolades he would receive, merit, award, the more his friends would get angry at him to the point of physically fighting with him on a daily basis. So when the smart kid asked why his friends was mad, or his friend was mad at him, he answered the question, because every time that you win a ribbon for being so smart, you make the rest of us look bad, and my parents get mad at me for getting bad grades. Now, what he was really saying, by the way, was that he was too lazy when it came to doing his own due diligence, and that he did not want to study as hard as his friends. It sounds like politicians today, doesn't it? Read Proverbs 1:7. The other kid didn't care about his schooling whatsoever, and because he didn't care, he didn't want others to make him look bad by getting good grades. Read Romans 5:19. Scripture's clear in the matter, friends. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. You know, there's four types of people in your life: those that add, those that take away, those that multiply, and those that divide. Who you hang with, sooner or later, you will become. You can mark my words on it. Who you hang out with, friends, sooner or later, you will become. Let me say it again. There's four types of people in your life: those that add, those that take away, those that multiply, and those that divide from your life. Why would you hang around people that are jealous of you for doing the right thing? I'm going to get into that in just a moment. Again, read Corinthians 1:15-33. See, this kid, he would rather have wasted away his life on the things that were vain and frivolous rather than doing what was right and building himself up. Read Jude 1:20. And honoring his parents and pleasing them with his accomplishments. This applies to all of us. You'll see in just a second. In Ephesians 6:12, it says, honor, hold in high esteem, your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Listen, friends, what this disobedient boy was really exhibiting was where his heart was at and what it was set on. And again, Matthew 6:21 comes to my aid, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, believe it or not, because this smart young man wanted his friends' approval, their approbation, more than his father's, he started to emulate his friends just to be accepted. And I'm going to take this to the natural over to the spiritual. John 12:43 says, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. We don't lower the standard, we raise the standard. People, when we raise the standard and walk accordingly, others will rise to the level of expectation. And there is the answer to so many issues in America today. And by the way, I see a lot of this in the church today because you walk according to the word, Luke 13:24. You hear things like I said during the first segment, Bradley, are you a separatist? Do you think that you're better than we are? Bradley, do you think that you're holier than us? Folks, I've had people say these things to me. How come you're not going along with the rest of us? And more, I even had one guy call a meeting with the local pastor when I first got saved, where he complained that everything that came out of my mouth, Bradley Dean, was the word of God. He was complaining to the pastor that everything Bradley Dean talks about 20 years ago was the word of God. Well, the Bible says in Philippians 1:27, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Of course, that's what I want coming out of my mouth. The Bible says that you're ensnared by the words of your mouth, and the tongue is life and death. Why wouldn't I continuously have the word of God on the end of my tongue? And it first starts into my heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But I've had people call meetings with pastors to complain about the fact that that's all I do is talk about the word of God. And of course, in this particular situation, this pastor rebuked this kid and told him that what should be coming out of my mouth is what is coming out of his mouth. And the real question is, why is it not coming out of your mouth? And I want to tell you why it's not coming out of your mouth, because it's not in your heart. That's why. Well, let me just say this, friends. As for me, the bottom line is that I just care more about the presence of my Heavenly Father and growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18, than I do being a part of the proud, cursed pack. Well, what do you mean, cursed pack? Well, Psalm 119:21 tells us, thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. That's exactly who these people are. King David said, oh, how love I thy law. It was his meditation all the day long. The law to Christ, Christ to the law. The law to Christ, Christ to the law. Until he fulfills it by the grace. And if we want to keep his commandments better, like the Prince of Preachers said, give me more grace, Lord, that I can keep your commandments better. He understood the straight and the narrow. He understood what sanctification means. Sanctify me by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Thank you, Lord, for washing me by the washing of the water by thy word. He wanted to be sanctified unto obedience. So do I. Under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ through the establishing of the sure mercies of David, I want to be just like Christ. I want to awake in his image. But in process, we have to die daily. So there's a difference between modern Christianity and real, genuine Christianity, friends. Remember Jesus said in John 7:17, he said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. This is Jesus. So this is so that we again may grow in grace. Read 2 Peter 3:18. We as Christians are to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible tells us to shun profane and vain babblings who come from heathens, those that don't care about the things of God, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And I see it all day long, and I don't want those people besplattering the robe of righteousness that Christ has put upon me. Read Isaiah 58, Isaiah 61. Nor, friend, we are not to love the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Friends, let me say it this way. When you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to do the Spirit of God. You're going to do the things that he leads you to do. If you really love Jesus Christ, you know what, friends? You're going to emulate Jesus Christ. You know, it's interesting, and this always comes to my aid every single time I bring up this point. When you go into a gym, almost without fail, you see pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger up on the wall. You see pictures of none other than Franco Colombo on the wall. You see nothing but posters of Lou Ferrigno up on the wall. Why? Because when they're lifting weights, friends, guess what they do? They have their eyes fixed on what they want to become. And they realize that they have to have it before their face if they want to become that. And so it is in these particular cases. Folks, if you want to become like the Christ, then you feed on the Christ. You derive the fruits of Christ by keeping your eyes fixed on him. And sooner or later, you become him more and more and more and more. And then you'll begin to understand, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Then you'll begin to understand it's the faith of Christ that causes us to overcome that world. So when we feed on the things of the bread of life, guess what? We're going to grow up into the image and likeness of who he is. Why? Because he is the head. He is the principality and power of all things under God the Father, Jesus Christ, and his church below. And we need to get a hold of this, friends. The Bible tells us not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You want to talk about a separatist? The Word of God separates. Again, we're not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? And I ask you, America and Americans, what concord has Christ with the sons and daughters of the devil? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel, which means an unbeliever? We're going to take a quick break, broadcasting live out of Marysville, Tennessee. Got Bradley Dean again. We'll be right back after this break.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a major blow to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, lawmakers voted to postpone a decision on whether to back the Brexit deal with the European Union, throwing a wrench into the government's plan to leave the bloc at the end of this month. At a special session of Parliament intended to ratify the Brexit deal, lawmakers voted 322 to 306 to withhold their approval on the Brexit deal until legislation to implement has been passed. The vote aims to ensure the UK can't crash out of the EU without a divorce deal on the scheduled October 31st departure date. But it also means Johnson has to ask the EU to delay Britain's departure, since Parliament previously passed a law compelling him to do so if a Brexit divorce deal had not been passed. The government still hopes it can pass the needed legislation by the end of the month so the UK can leave on time. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Marysville, Tennessee. Folks, we got these F-16s flying over us over here. We're right next to the airport. Pretty cool stuff. I'm going to get the goosebumps every time I hear one of these guys fly over. I love our military friends in so many different ways. Let's just do it for the right reasons, right, guys in the military? We honor you. You live for what you are doing as well. On the outside of the military, we are the military on the outside of what you are doing in the military on the inside. I wanted to let you know, if you want to call us, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch this live, you can do that. Go to Before It's News or jump over on Sons of Liberty Media and go on YouTube. We're just doing a test run on this, friends, we have for the last couple months, and we're going to continuously do it until we see how this works out. I also wanted to let you know you can jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, EE Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, Bradley Dean. Type in all those words, it will pull up for you. As well, friends, you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'd also ask that you consider supporting the ministry, folks, to keep us out here. This has been one of the busiest years we've ever had in 20 years of ministry. Outside of doing 100 high schools in 1 year, we have been literally on the road, more on the road this year than we have been at home. And because of our faithful supporters, I just wanted to high-five you and tell you thank you for doing so. If you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store page and look up membership. or you can just donate if you'd like to do that as well. Please consider supporting this ministry, especially in November and December. It's always the hardest time for ministries, especially ministries like this that are saying it black and white. Check out the donate page on Sons of Liberty Media or sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're talking about lowering the standard because it offends others, and I say offend away. And I'm talking right now about a little boy that was on Little House on the Prairie, and the storyline goes that the little boy, because he did such, he got such high grades in school, that his friend would get mad at him because he would win the blue ribbons every time. And when this little boy asked his friend, "Why do you get mad at me every time I get a blue ribbon?" he said, "Because you make me look bad in front of my parents." Okay, and so it actually kind of surprised me the way they took it, but it was really a good point. What this little boy did is he actually threw off getting good grades just to be accepted with his friends. And that's the wrong way to go, friends, especially for those that call themselves Christians in this country. We're called to raise the bar, friends, as we follow the Christ. We follow the risen Christ, friends, not reprobate man. And we don't look for excuses. The only excuses we look for are the ones to excuse ourselves out of inaction every step of the way. Because we have such an opportunity in this country, friends, to right the wrongs because there's so few that are willing to do it. What an opportunity for the church in so many different ways. So moving forward, friends, I was just highlighting the fact that the Bible tells us that we're not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Talking about a separatist, well, guess what? Scripture tells us to come out from among them, be separate. You know, furthermore, I think of Amos 3:3 as it comes to my aid. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? You know, one of the things that amazes me, and I brought this up last night at the church when I was preaching, is how is it that you call yourself Christians and you watch television? It's nothing but a cesspool of filth, propaganda, indoctrination, teaching you to lust the flesh, teaching you to love the world, teaching you the pride of life, which all tells us in the book of 1 John that it is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And those that teach you things like that, friends, it's a spirit of Antichrist. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. But how many people in this country call themselves Christians, but yet they are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ? They want to dance around the cross. They want to praise Jesus in the church. But they don't want to bear the cross outside of the church, do they? No, they don't. I'm sure you've probably heard the modern-day version of Psalm 23. Well, here it goes. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the path of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of the Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares me a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. Hello. It anoints my head with consumerism and humanism. My coveting runneth over. And surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever, friends. Is that not the modern version? Is that not why there's so much sickness and weakness in the church, friends? Because they think that they're going to go to the Lord's table one day, and the same day go on the other side. They go to the Lord's table in church, and then when they walk outside of church, they go to the table of the devil. They want it both ways. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. That's exactly right. They're divided. Wasn't it Jesus that said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth? Yeah, he did. Does it not tell us in Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Hey, friends, there isn't two ways. And I'm going to tell you, for those that excuse yourself out of heaven, you heard me right. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. You better wake up and understand that it's the straight and narrow and difficult is the way found in Matthew 7, not wide and broad. That leadeth to destruction. So when the Lord said to come out from among them, guess what he meant? He meant come out from among them. When the Lord said to be separate from the world, guess what he meant? Just that. for the purposes of Him. The Lord is our inheritance, and we are His inheritance. And we are set aside for His purposes for the world. I'm not talking weird cultish stuff here, friends. I'm talking about the Word of God. You know, it tells us in James 4:4, you adulterers and adulteresses. Notice those words, adulterers and adulteresses. He said, friendship with the world is enmity with God. Either you're committed and you're married to the God of Israel, or you're not. And if you're going to have a little of the world and a little of the Lord, that's where he comes in and says, you're an adulterer. You're adulteresses. He said, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? He's not okay with the friends. And the more we walk in holiness, guess what, friends? The lonelier we are going to be. But as I am highlighting even now, friends, the presence of God by far, friends, takes precedent of that of men. Because we're not looking for the approbation of men. We're looking for the presence of the Lord because the world needs the Lord. Okay? It says, wherefore come out from among them in 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. And you be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Now look at the prerequisite, friends. And I will receive you. Look at the conditions. And will be a father unto you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God. Upon what? Wherefore come out from among them and be separate. Be ye separate, he said, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You meet him on his conditions, not on your own. Furthermore, when you read Romans 12:2, what does it say? It says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Totally. Friends, we as Christians are also to know how to possess our vessels, our bodies, in sanctification and honor. Found in 1 Thessalonians 4:4. The Lord said, it's written, be ye holy, for I am holy. People forget that in the church, 1 Peter 1:16. Well, why, you might ask? Well, because gratitude for what Christ did for us on the cross leads to holiness. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If we're truly thankful for what he did on the cross of Calvary for us, bleeding Calvary as a propitiation of the sins of the world, not just for me, but for the whole world, found in 1 John 2, guess what that leads us to, friends? Holiness, because of gratitude. And 1 Peter 3:18 tells us, for Christ is also one suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Amen. And why not? Now listen to 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Why? Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What is the fear of God? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate, saith the Lord. Read Proverbs 6 when you get a moment. Read Proverbs 8 when you get a moment, friends. And we as Christians, as we press on day by day, we understand that it's a work of the Holy Ghost as we obey that form of doctrine that has been given unto us, Romans 6:17. I have to stop right there. Because people have been conditioned in this country that when you hear the word law, that doesn't apply to the church. Let me ask you the question, friends. Why would you go to the doctor? What if I just walked up to you and told you that you needed to go to a doctor? The first thing you would say, common sense does come into play here, is, well, why do I need to go to a doctor if I'm not sick? When I bring in the law, Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. When I bring in the law of God, it shows you your sickness, and that's what drives you to Jesus Christ, the great physician. I came not to call the righteous, said the Lord, but sinners to repentance. And if you keep in mind, friends, that's where they called him the great physician. So when I use the law of God to drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, remember that's where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Why? Because you are a law breaker. And you need someone to save you from your sins. Matthew 1:21 is exactly what I just said. So we need to begin to understand what Scripture says. Read Galatians 3:24. Read Psalm 19:7 when you get a moment as well. Now, as we press on day by day, we understand that it's a work of the Holy Ghost as we obey that form of doctrine that has been given unto us in Romans 6:17. Folks, what we're going to do is we got hour two. Oh, we got one more segment left in this hour. We're broadcasting live out of Marysville, Tennessee. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back to this very topic. Hold on with me.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally began to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. As usual, having some technical issues on the YouTube front. Forgive us for that. And when I say as usual, friends, you want to talk about warfare around the ministry? Jump on in and we'll see how fake it is to those that don't believe. Because I'm telling you what, I live this. It's a tornado everywhere we go. But we're talking about right now, and yes, I am frustrated. We are talking about lowering the standard because it offends others. Well, I say to you, offend away. Offend away. You don't lower the standard, friends. You raise the standard. There's too many people that are walking around trying to make excuses for their lack of Christianity, and the world's waiting to see Christ in action. Most people are waiting for a move of God, and I'm telling you, friends, Christians, real ones, are a move of God. We have a huge opportunity in this country to go out there and make a difference so the world can see who he is. And instead, we see stickers like, well, you know, I'm not perfect, I'm just forgiven. Nope. King David said, perfect that which concerneth me. The Bible talks about perfection over and over and over and over again. And yet, professed Christians in America, they just want to make excuses as to why the standard's so low. Yes, Bradley Dean is not the standard, of course not. Jesus Christ is the standard. We want to become just like him. But yet, what do? We hear people talk about their excuses for why they haven't become what Christ commanded that they become. And then they wonder why they don't get answers to their prayers. Then they wonder why they don't become greater and greater in the things of the kingdom of God. And the Bible says the light grows greater and greater and greater from glory to glory, from faith to faith. But yet again, what do we see? Just the exact opposite. I'm actually doing live radio, and with that said, friends, I'm looking up the word perfection right now. In the New Testament alone, it's absolutely amazing. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father is perfect. Matthew 5:48. Philippians 3:12 says, not that I have already obtained or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which I also was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Just think about this, what I'm telling you, friends. This scripture overcomes all the excuses of the modern-day professed Christians. Okay? Ephesians 4:13, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man. In America today, friends, mature means, you know, you got to be 18 years old before you can go to into an adult bookstore. See, they have it upside down. Maturity means growing out of sin into Christ, right? Not the other way around. But in Ephesians 4:13, it tells us to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Psalm 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness, right? Most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Psalm 119:96, King David. I've seen a limit to all perfection. Your commandment is exceeding broad. And he goes on and on and on about being perfected. Again, let's just go back to the first one that I highlighted, and I'll get back to this article. Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Do you ever see stickers on the back of cars like that? You know, I remember hearing a famous doctor one time say that his mom used to tell him that when you run out of excuses, you're going to get something done. When you run out of excuses for trying to justify the wrong and you adhere to the right, guess what? That's where you're going to be justified by faith in Christ. But again, we're talking about lowering the standard because it offends others. And I say offend away, friends. Remember, Jesus said in John 7:17, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Again, this is so that we might grow in grace. And when we grow in grace, we study to show ourselves approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2:5. And then it tells us in 1 John 2:15-17 that we're not to love the world. Because all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Then it talks about separating ourselves, to come out from among them. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And then listen to the prerequisite, friends. Listen to the conditions. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Folks, people need to understand that these are conditional promises. In contract, friends, there's always conditional promises. I'm not telling you to get yourself cleaned up before you go to God if you're a heathen or if you're a Philistine or you're a sinner that doesn't feel that Christ can save you. I'm here to tell you that he can and he will. Friends, I'm simply telling you that he is who he says he is, and we meet him on his terms. And if we don't meet him on his terms, then guess what? You're going to get the results that you so deserve because you don't meet him on his terms. I was just talking about how Christians are to possess their vessel in sanctification and honor, that we're to be holy as he is holy. That's a work of the Holy Ghost. But we follow the Christ every step of the way. He said, deny yourself. Take up your cross, and he said, follow me. 1 Peter 3:18, and then 2 Corinthians 7:1. And then I brought up the fact that, friends, that we press on day by day. We understand that it's a work of the Holy Ghost as we obey. Why do we obey? Because we're thankful for what he did. We obey because we love. We don't obey because we better or else. Okay? There's a big difference. Read Romans 6:17. And then when you read Romans 7:24, it says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" I can't do it, Paul was saying. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Oh, well, Bradley, that tells us that he'll do everything. No, wait a second. I have to obey that form of doctrine, and I have to hold to it. What are you talking about, Bradley? I've never heard that before. Well, who delivered Paul from the law of sin and death? Jesus Christ did. But listen to what his heart adhered to in 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I kept under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, I'm practicing what I'm preaching. What he's saying, friends, is listen, I have these sins within me that go back and forth, but I don't give myself over to the desire of the lust of the flesh. I keep under my body, Paul said. So he's making a choice every step of the way. And this isn't something that we do, friends, in the sense of perfecting ourselves. Who perfects us is the Holy Ghost as we obey him, meeting him on his contractual agreements. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. Now remember, friends, King David prayed, "Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Psalm 51, verse 10. Yep, but that was a prayer of repentance for what he did with Bathsheba. He already did business with the enemy of his soul, and he wanted nothing to do with it any longer. So he knew at that point that he had to hold strong to the grace that was with him concerning the faith of Christ. Okay. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I got a question for you. Did King David care about the praise of men when it came to the walk that he had with the Lord? Not at all. He cared more for the approbation and approval of the Lord than that of men, John 12:43, which is the opposite of most men in America today. King David said about who his friends were, "I'm a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts," those things that were entrusted to him. Hey, friends, I know that there's people listening to me right now that need to hear this. You have friends in your life that you care more about than you do the presence of God, and you have a struggle going on. I'm telling you what, lose the friend that doesn't care and gain the Christ. You'll be glad that you did. Taste and see that the Lord is good, because the more that you taste, the less that you want the things of the flesh or those in the flesh, though we're called to go to the people in the flesh, okay? The lesson here is that we walk the straight and narrow as we continually seek the face of God, regardless of whether or not our walk offends anyone, because we prefer his presence in all things and over all things. Remember again, King David prayed in Psalm 27, verse 8. When thou said, "Seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face I will seek, Lord." So as the story goes, the little disobedient boy sought out the shortcuts when it came to doing his own due diligence and was caught cheating on his tests. He did so in order that he might rise to the level of expectation, at least in a feigned manner, counterfeit to meet his parents' approval. In the end, he was caught and repented only to understand the importance of doing his own due diligence. Listen to me, disobedient ones. Get right. Psalm 128, verse 2. "For thou shalt eat the labor of thine own hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." We got hour two coming up on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, broadcasting live out of Maryville, Tennessee.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.